WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It is 61 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan School Board members and senior leadership didn't go far to choose a new assistant superintendent for business services. Taking over when Amy Draws retires in June is the district's director of business services. Board President Mark McCall was part of the unanimous vote to hire Kevin Besaw.
And I don't know if we could have found anybody that had been trained by a better person. And so we have all, I know I have the confidence there.
The board at last night's monthly business meeting promoted the position of maintenance coordinator. Superintendent Christy Whitbeck explained making that a director's position.
We currently have a director of transportation. We have a director of food services and custodial. But at the maintenance level, it's a coordinator.
Right.
It's out of sync with the level of responsibility. Yeah.
And the board approved the first pay raise in 2 years for non-teaching positions. The 2% increase applies to the minimum pay for paraprofessional, auxiliary, and administrative and professional employee groups. Voters in College Station could be asked to consider changes to the city charter after the city council at its last meeting directed the city attorney and city secretary to start reviewing the charter. Mayor Carl Mooney told WTAW News one of the possible subjects is asking voters to return city elections to May.
Some folks think that, well, it might be a smaller group, but they're more informed in the spring. That might be an advantage to have knowledgeable people actually vote on things they know about.
Another possible question is the length of council terms, which are currently at 3 years.
There wasn't so much of an inclination to change the number of terms. Some towns, for example, have unlimited terms, all right, for council and for the mayor.
The mayor says there would be public input before any final decisions are made. A Caldwell man has been convicted of dealing methamphetamine and using children as young as 5 to help package the drugs. According to the Associated Press, 46-year-old Charles David Clark used his own children and other kids to package the drugs. Clark was sentenced to 45 years in prison due to an extensive criminal record that includes multiple drug convictions. A Navasota man is accused of leading deputies from the Brazos County Precinct 2 Constable's office on a daytime chase yesterday on the freeway through the Twin Cities. Constable Donald Lampo says his deputies were finishing a traffic stop south of College Station when a northbound motorcycle went by at a high rate of speed.
They took out after him, paced him for a while at 100 miles an hour, and then tried to initiate a traffic stop.
Lampo says the cycle exited the freeway at the William Joel Bryan exit and crashed in the front yard of Atkinson Toyota. 20-year-old Tyler Savant, who was wearing a helmet, refused treatment for his injuries and was arrested on charges of reckless driving and evading arrest. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 8 at 61 degrees. You can text us anytime during the show at 979-695-1620. Powered by Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at news at 8:30. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
For well over 10 years, Intercon has been telling consumers that vinyl windows are the best option for this climate. Now, there are a number of vendors offering a vinyl solution, but don't be misled. All vinyl windows are not the same. Changing the windows in your home is a major investment that you only want to do once. Ask to see a sample window and use your common sense. Does the window look and feel solid and substantial? Look at how the window operates. Does it have a continuous balance system or a cheap setup with pulleys and strings? Ask about the U factor and solar heat gain coefficient, which are standard energy performance metrics. Finally, ask about who will be installing the window and who will be standing behind the warranty. At Intercon, we use the Burris TechView line of windows made to our size specifications installed by Intercon full-time employees. We stand behind our products with industry-leading limited lifetime warranties. Trust your neighbors at Intercon with all of your window needs.
Whether you have new construction or an existing home, let the fine folks from Intercon help your home energy efficiency year-round. Call Brad Beard of Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
Let's do weather, and it's brought to you this morning by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
Sunshine again today, but it turns breezy and warmer. Temperatures, they'll be anywhere from 80 to 85 later this afternoon. Overnight, clouds will start to increase. It'll be breezy, mild. Lows overnight, 60 to 65. Cloudy tomorrow with a chance of a couple of showers, highs 75 to 80, partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Turning partly sunny Thursday, highs 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, there are all kinds of people in the world, right? That's what makes it fun.
Tall people, short people.
Yep.
Variety. Then
big people, little people.
There's the mother and father of the two-year-old in Utah. They have decided not to tell people the gender of their toddler. Kyle and Brent Meyer, part of the Gender Creative Parenting Movement, okay, they have decided to raise their child, who they've named Zoomer.
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 Zoom,
okay.
Zoom, zoom.
In a gender-neutral environment.
Okay.
The parents have made a conscious decision not to tell people if their child is a boy or a girl. Other than the immediate family, mom and dad say they, quote, don't disclose their sex to people who don't need to know, end quote. They made the choice in an attempt to unburden their baby from being pigeonholed into a specific gender.
Right.
Yeah, you can't pigeonhole people.
No. In her blog, Raising Zoomer, the mother named Kyle, K-Y-L.
That's some weird names.
Yep. Said the gender does not tell us anything about the child's personality, temperament, favorite color, dietary preferences, sense of humor, attitudes toward climate change. Because every two-year-old, by God, has an opinion on climate change.
Oh, man.
Y'all don't know this. You're too young. But I think when President Carter's daughter was, I don't know, 4 or 5, he said that he asked her what her biggest concern was, and she said nuclear war.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I'm going, nah, probably not.
Mine was like, what's for lunch?
Exactly. Anyway, now her mom does acknowledge that the mom of the child, whose gender
we don't know.
Does acknowledge that Zoomer will eventually identify as one of the genders.
Sure. Well, you know, you would think.
Well, by the way, you could always hope, and stress that they aren't banning the child from expressing any gender-specific preferences. They're not blocking the child from doing that.
Okay.
But they want to let you know that they're not going to tell you.
Hmm.
So there.
Maybe just identify as Zoomer and kind of be gender neutral.
Yeah. Hey, Zoomer.
Will they homeschool Zoomer?
Well, I don't know.
Because I feel like in most, you know, schools, like, there's usually a pretty big definition of boy and girl.
Yeah, and then, you know, you got bathroom and sports and stuff like that.
Well, right. I mean, that's wading into the weeds.
Oh,
that's what we talked about.
Sure, that's it could.
Locker
it
rooms.
Could be happening.
Who knows?
All right.
Okay.
But
well,
that in
and
mind.
Where was this? Where was this?
This is in Utah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've got a deal here about how often you should clean everything in your home.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. These are things that you should clean every day.
Every day?
Every day. These are things you should clean every day.
Cleaning every day.
The very first thing on the list of things that you should clean that got my attention was clean the phone.
Oh, well,
don't have one.
Okay.
Joke's on them.
And then I went back and looked, and the source was from the Reader's Digest.
No.
Which then, of course, sent me down that bunny trail, okay? Reader's Digest. Really? Reader's Digest. They've got a circulation of 2.6 million now. And probably at some point they had a lot more.
Yeah.
Because it was Reader's Digest. And it was for people who didn't have time to read articles about things necessarily, so they would have condensed.
Is that what it is?
I don't think I've ever looked through one.
And again, that's the whole point is, is that what Reader's Digest is? Now, they also did condensed books, which was, you know, okay.
Okay.
People wanted to read, but they didn't actually want to make the full commitment. And so they didn't. They just did that.
Humans, non-committals.
Exactly. So I thought,
the beginning of time.
Let's go to, for instance, Reader's Digest Online, because you know it is. Let's see what our stories are today. Okay, if you had the Reader's Digest today, the stories would be, because, I mean, they can be relevant, but it can't really be breaking news because, you know, it's going to get to your mailbox in like 2 weeks.
It's magazine circulation.
Hey, growing up, we had Reader's Digest. It came, it had a little brown sleeve that came in, and, you know, we got it, and I think every week or 2 weeks or something like that, mm-hmm. or that month, and it had little comedy features like humor in uniform. You're going, huh?
Okay.
And so what that was, it was stories of people. That was funny things that happened in uniform. And then there was another called Life, Laughter's the Best Medicine. And it was just funny little anecdotes so that you would feel better in a simpler time.
I used to go to my great aunt's house and draw like little devil horns and stuff on people in hers.
Very nice. Thank you. So he's
when was that, last week?
Maybe.
These are the biggest unsolved mysteries about the human body.
Okay.
That's one. The safest temperature in your fridge. Okay. Here's what Kate Middleton eats when she's pregnant. The single best way to keep your knives sharp. 10 things you didn't know about Amelia Earhart. 19 inspiring quotes from teachers and 13 vacation packages worth the money.
See, some of those I would be interested in reading.
Well, okay, you can go to readers. You can go to rd.com.
I don't give a flying flip what Kate Middleton eats when she's pregnant.
Well, I understand.
Whatever she can afford, she affords food that I can never
exactly
dream
true,
of affording.
Right. Good point. Yeah.
And has people to cook it for her.
Yeah.
Right? But then there's the other one, which is 19 Secrets of Public Librarians.
Ooh.
Hey.
19?
Yeah, yeah.
They're secret of people.
What happens at the library stays at the library.
I don't even think I've 19 secrets.
Who knew?
In
exactly.
Life.
Number one, they need to have at least a master's degree to get a job.
So you're saying librarians aren't open books?
Oh, listen to you.
Where's the rim shot we need?
Oh, that was new.
Yeah, that was new.
Sorry, okay. I had it potted down.
It's fine.
All right, so anyhow, so that's so they need that. They are increasingly in demand.
I thought, didn't we talk about there's less librarians now?
That's why they're in demand.
I thought they were just firing them all. Yeah.
Well, they are.
I'm not firing
that's
them.
That's the deal,
know.
Is they're making them, well, in schools, they're making them share campuses, and so that's
right.
It says that librarians earn a median annual income of $60,000, which is about 10 grand higher than the average of all occupations nationwide.
Really?
Yep. So you're making more than a grocery checker.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. Mm. They can help you with everything from metadata to your taxes. We know that. There's plenty of research behind their recommendations, as a matter of fact. What does a librarian want most? To give someone the perfect book. That's what they want to do.
Okay.
That's their whole goal in life.
That's it, right. Yeah. So what they do is they read about every book that is published, and they can do that with a trade publication called Publishers Weekly. Mm. So, well, you sound fascinated.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they know all about that.
And you like to read, though.
I love to read.
You know, the deal is
I've read like 3 books in the last 2 weeks.
Aren't you fancy?
I know.
Okay, now why? Why did you choose those books?
Lots of pictures.
Go ahead.
Let's see. Why did I choose those
books? Muscle-bound guy on the cover? You know.
Oh, my gosh.
They
first
were
of all,
cheesy
I've,
romantic
I've,
novels.
Yeah, no.
No, they are not. Well, one of them was kind of.
Usually
they're at the top of a list of some kind.
Okay, that's the reason I ask is, do you have authors that you follow, or do you go by lists or what people tell you?
There's someone on social media that I follow, and she just always recommends really good books.
Okay.
And so I usually take her recommendations because I've. You know, the ones that I've read, I've tended to like. And so I just, So
right.
That's usually
now,
part of it.
My wife reads almost exclusively female authors.
And
she
really?
Does, and she plows through books too. So.
Right. I don't pay attention as much to the author. And even if, you know, I was thinking about that today, actually, I thought, you know, I just read 3 books that I really liked and I didn't even think, oh, well, what else have they written?
Now, why? That's
I don't know. I don't know. And that's why I thought about it. I said, that's weird. Maybe I should.
Well, yeah, it'd be a good idea.
I think maybe because I kind of had a few like recommendations that I was wanting to get through.
All right.
And so maybe next time I'm going to look. Now, one I bought the other day because it was like on a Nook book for $2.99.
Okay.
But it had really good reviews. I thought, oh, yeah, it's $3. Sure. Why not?
So let me put you onto something now.
Okay.
I'd have to look it up. I don't have it in front of me, but the Friends of the Library does a thing, and you can buy like a bag of books for $10.
Oh, nice.
As many books as you can get in a bag.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that that might be something
to do.
Yeah, it is. It's a good thing.
I did read something the other day or watched a little clip by an author, and they asked, you know, why are, you know, brick and mortar bookstores still a good thing?
Uh-huh.
And she said, she goes, a lot of times, you know, the internet is so calculated and it'll recommend books for you based on what you've already read, where a bookstore, you actually just get to walk through and see things and touch things and,
yep,
you know, flip through things that you may have never done before.
And again, I'm older, so I've transitioned out of a time when it used to be really cool. We'd go to a place called Book People,
mm-hmm,
in Austin. And
oh, yeah.
And
I've seen one of those.
You could go there and you could talk to somebody about books.
Okay.
And they'd help you go through and that kind of thing. And that's really difficult now.
That is. I feel like if you try to talk to a store employee at some of these bookstores, they really seem annoyed.
Right. Yeah, exactly, because they've got other stuff that they have
to
do.
Yeah, I know.
And that's just, that is the way that it happens.
And I love a good, like, real book, but I also will read on my Nook just because it's obviously a little bit cheaper, but and it's just easier. It's more portable, but I still do like to buy real books also.
One of the things that librarians don't like is the idea that parents think their kids are reading the wrong kind of books.
Mm. Oh.
There's nothing wrong with reading a comic book. They don't have to be reading Shakespeare the whole time.
Yeah.
The idea is you get them to read.
Mm-hmm.
They feel comfortable with that,
mm-hmm,
and then they'll move into those things.
Yeah.
Don't go in and say, I'm looking for boy books. Just do a book,
yeah,
okay? Do
yeah
a book.
Yeah.
The kiddo might like something you didn't think.
Yeah. One that I recently read and the one that I just started are both kind of World War II era
books. Oh, interesting.
Books. And
okay,
so fiction, but based obviously on stuff that was going on.
Librarians wish that you wouldn't use bacon as a bookmark.
Apparently, it's greasy.
Apparently, the librarians have found all sorts of things wedged between pages. $100 bills, Broadway tickets, paychecks, love letters, drugs, knives. Yeah, I know. Even a vial labeled smallpox sample.
Oh,
that's interesting.
Yeah. And they have found crumbled Cheetos. Of course, that could be because you were
eating
them.
Yeah, that happens.
Right. And whole strips of bacon, both cooked and raw.
What? So. Ew, raw bacon.
I know.
That's weird.
Just saying. So, anyhow.
That's crazy.
So, Zach, do you have a favorite book, favorite author?
I don't read. You know
okay
that.
Well, I didn't know. Well,
no, I've read some pretty good books past couple of years. I read Unbroken, the Louis Zamperini story.
Uh-huh.
Of course, that was right after the movie came out. But the book goes into far much more detail.
Mm-hmm.
Most of that has to do with post war, what he had to deal with PTSD.
Okay.
Then finding God with Billy Graham. He went to a Billy Graham crusade, mm-hmm, and did that. And so that was a really cool book. But yeah, I don't read nearly as much as I should. I wish I did.
Well, the deal is you have good and bad experiences. I hate.
Yeah.
I used to read Stephen King all the time, and then I read The Stand, which was like 700 pages. And it was horrible. The end was horrible.
Yeah.
Oh,
built a great
yeah
story, and then the climax was just insignificant.
Oh.
And you think after you've invested that much time, and then let's say that you take a 325-page book and you're 200 pages into it, and it's just sucking. Do you put it down and go someplace else? Because I will.
Right. So that's an interesting point. There is only one book that comes to my mind, but maybe two, that I've just stopped. I have not read, because it's really hard for me to just not finish a book, even if it's bad.
Interesting.
But there is one that I remember I just couldn't get through, and I just decided to stop reading it. And lately I've been reading the Outlander series, which is also a Starz show, where they made it into a Starz show.
Right.
And those books are just so long, and they're very intense. They're very emotional. That's why I just finished the fourth one, and there's eight
But
total.
Have you watched the show?
No. I started to watch the show, and I didn't want it to ruin the books for me, so I stopped watching the show. I didn't even make it through the first season.
Yeah, that's the way I've done with a lot of things. I've seen like a TV show or a movie, And then I've gone back and read the book. If I like the show or the movie.
Yeah.
I did that with soap opera with Swords after the first season or
so. Well, classic Cheers episode, Sam Malone was trying to impress a girl, and so he read Moby Dick.
Oh.
Yeah.
And he didn't get the girl, but at the end, Norm said, well, why don't you just watch the movie? He went, there was a movie?
Oh, how funny.
You've got bedbugs in your blankets, and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over, and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
This is Today in Texas History.
On this day, April the 18th, 1897, S.E. Hayden, a cotton buyer in the small Wise County community of Aurora, released a fictional news story describing the crash of a mysterious airship. The Aurora UFO incident reportedly occurred when, according to locals, a UFO crashed on a farm. The incident is claimed to have resulted in a fatality from the crash, and the alleged alien body is to have been buried in an unmarked grave at the local cemetery. Hayden concocted the story after an outbreak of spotted fever caused a mass exodus. Hayden's story succeeded in causing a sensation because tales of UFOs near Fort Worth were already current. Aurora remained comatose. However, in 1901, postal service was discontinued. The construction of State Highway 114 through the town in 1939 probably saved it from extinction. In the early 1970s, Aurora underwent a rebirth as a town became a bedroom community of Fort Worth. I bet you didn't know that.
That was Today in Texas History.
Jennifer Kishinka with your money now. Netflix reported another quarter of blockbuster subscriber growth that exceeded its own forecast and expectations from Wall Street, illustrating the ongoing demand for a service that now reaches 125 million people globally. Analysts say the streaming company's hefty spending on content and international expansion are paying off in a big way, and shares are up 7% in pre-market trading. Tesla will pause production of its Model 3 electric car for planned downtime, but the Model 3 has been famously plagued by production problems. Tesla says the downtime is similar to a shutdown in February, which was used to improve the automation to address bottlenecks in order to increase production rates. The automaker facing other problems following the fatal crash of a vehicle equipped with its semi-autonomous driving system. About 30% of Air France flights scheduled today are expected to be canceled due to a strike over pay. Crews and ground staff are staging their eighth day of walkout since February. On Wall Street, futures are strong this morning. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There are three major reasons to shop online, namely unparalleled convenience, tons of choices, and usually prices are lower because maybe you're not going to pay any sales tax. But the United States Supreme Court hears a case today that could wipe away the sales tax advantage and 50 years of past court rulings. Kim Commando with your Tuesday Consumer Tech Update. The year was 1967. The Supreme Court ruled that states could not force mail-order catalog companies to collect sales taxes, unless the buyer actually lived in the state where the company had a location. Without knowing it, the court set the stage for the coming world of online commerce. But 2 years ago, the state of South Dakota challenged that court ruling because, in their opinion, an online presence is just as good as an old-fashioned store. Even if you don't closely follow Supreme Court cases, watch this one. Billions of dollars hang in the balance, money that will come from us. Arguments are today. Look for a ruling in June. I'm Kim Komando. The world of home security is a noisy place. There are so many different systems, each claiming to be the best. Hidden in all the confusing chatter are long-term contracts, expensive monthly fees. And then there's SimpliSafe, the security company with no long-term contract, no expensive fees, and no complex installation. This is why SimpliSafe is now the fastest-growing home security company in the country, protecting more than 2 million homes. And SimpliSafe is now even better with the all-new SimpliSafe system, with even more safeguards to protect against power outages, downed Wi-Fi, cut landlines, hammers, thugs, and everything in between. The all-new SimpliSafe is smaller, faster, and stronger than anything before. Virtually invisible, with powerful sensors so small you hardly notice them. But the bad guys will, and you still get the same low and honest price. 24/7 professional protection for your home and family for just $15 a month. Go to SimpliSafeKim.com right now to order your new system. That's SimpliSafeKim.com, SimpliSafeKim.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 60 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan School Board members addressed several personnel items at their monthly business meeting last night. Topping the list was choosing the new Assistant Superintendent of Business Services. Director of Financial Services Kevin Besaw will take over when Amy Draws retires. Besaw was introduced by Human Resources Director Carol Kuhn.
He's been here since 2012, and he has a total of 29 years in the business outside of school experience. So he's got the school edge, finance side, and the business side as well.
Another recommendation approved by the board was increasing minimum pay next year for three groups of non-teaching employees. Kuhn says it's the first raise in 2 years for the paraprofessional, auxiliary, and administrative and professional employee groups.
And so we're asking that the attached pay groups are reflective of approximately a 2% increase in the minimum pay amounts for these people. And we have to do this before the budget is adopted and the recruiting process really gets really busy.
And the board made the district's maintenance coordinator a director to be consistent with the directors of food service, transportation, and custodial services. This November's general election could include College Station voters considering changes to the city charter. Mayor Carl Mooney says one possibility is making council terms longer.
Is 3 years really enough, or is it... At 3 years, is particularly a new council member really just understanding everything that it is that he or she should be doing and what their responsibilities are and how to respond?
Another possible question is returning city elections to May, which the mayor acknowledged would be at a higher cost.
Somewhere between $35,000 to $40,000 for the city to have its own independent election, whereas if we tag on in November, as we're currently doing, we're just merged in with everybody else who's having an election at the same time.
No time frame was given for when the city secretary and city attorney will submit their recommendations to the council. A Robertson County man who was the subject of a Silver Alert search was found safe in Galveston. 88-year-old William, also known as Howard Honey, was found by Galveston police, according to Robertson County Sheriff Gerald Yezik. The discovery was reported about 9 hours after Honey was reported missing from his home yesterday. Burleson County prosecutors report a Caldwell man who was convicted of dealing methamphetamine used his own children and other kids as young as five to package the drugs. The Associated Press reports 46-year-old Charles David Clark was declared a habitual offender due to an extensive criminal record that contributed to Clark's punishment, which included a 45-year prison sentence. Brazos County deputy constables were involved in a high-speed pursuit around lunchtime yesterday that began on Highway 6 south of College Station and ended in Bryan when a motorcycle crashed in the front yard of Atkinson Toyota.
Always a fine line when you're dealing with a high-speed pursuit.
Yes, very fine line on a high-speed pursuit, yes. Especially on a motorcycle, that's a scary situation.
Precinct 2 Constable Donald Lampo says the motorcyclist, who was wearing a helmet, refused treatment at the scene before going to jail.
My officers were on 6 South of College Station They were finishing up on a traffic stop when a motorcycle came by them at a high rate of speed.
The driver, 20-year-old Tyler Savant of Navasota, was arrested on charges of reckless driving and evading arrest. An arrest has been made in Austin following a mass shooting threat at the University of Texas.
University of Texas at Austin police have arrested a man who is accused of threatening to shoot at least 200 people on the campus. School police and Harris County deputies arrested 23-year-old Sean Evan Haddon. He has been charged with making a terroristic threat. Haddon also told dispatchers he had placed a bomb in the police department, but police say that claim was false. He is being held on a $300,000 bond, and a Travis County district judge has approved two search warrants related to his arrest.
Alyssa Wolf reporting. And today is the five-year anniversary of the explosion that rocked the city of West. 15 people were killed and 150 homes damaged when a fertilizer plant exploded like a bomb. But Mayor Tommy Muska says if you go to Ground Zero today, you couldn't tell.
We still have a couple of little signs, you know, little fences that are still kind of walkie-jawed. But mostly, 99% of the city, there's no sign.
Muska says emotionally, the town is still recovering. A memorial will be held tonight, and he says from now on, they'll only have an event every 5 years to remember those who were killed. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It is 60 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Interested in exploring the crossroads of science and religion? Then make plans to attend the 2018 Trotter Lecture Tuesday, April 17th at 7 p.m. in Rutter Theater on the Texas A&M University campus. The free lecture will feature two speakers, Donald Knuth, Professor Emeritus of Computer Science at Stanford University, and Michael Duff, Emeritus Professor of Theoretical Physics at Imperial College London. Knuth's talk, Translating the Bible into Music, will explore his recent composition, Fantasia Apocalyptica, translating the Greek text of the Revelation of St. John the Divine into organ music. Knuth will play excerpts from the piece, which he says offers valuable spiritual insights for the 21st century. Duff's talk, The Best of All Possible Worlds, will delve into his theories as to why the universe seems tailored for creatures like us. No tickets or RSVPs are required for this free lecture event. For more information, contact the Texas A&M College of Science at 979-845-8817. That's 979-845-8817.
United Ag and Turf offers the hardworking John Deere tractors, mowers, and utility vehicles you need to take care of your property. Choose the powerful and versatile John Deere 5045E tractor. This 50-horsepower tractor offers the muscle and features you need to tackle your to-do list. Includes a 5-year powertrain warranty and a surprisingly affordable starting price of only $159 per month. And when you purchase a new John Deere tractor up to 50 horsepower, the first year's scheduled maintenance is free. All you need is the diesel. Stop in today or visit UnitedAgandTurf.com.
Offers end 4/30/2018. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
8:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Malik, your AC and heating experts, Aggie-owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference. Here are the numbers for you.
Sunshine again today, but it turns breezy and warmer. Temperatures, they'll be anywhere from 80 to 85 later this afternoon. Overnight, clouds will start to increase. It'll be breezy, mild. Lows overnight, 60 to 65. Cloudy tomorrow with a chance of a couple of showers. Highs, 75 to 80. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Turning partly sunny Thursday, highs 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go, it's 8:38. So we're going to talk breakfast cereals here for a minute. Just, oh, by the way.
Oh, my favorite.
There's 5 cents worth of corn in a box of cornflakes.
Mm. 5 cents?
5 cents worth.
Okay.
Royce Hickman with us this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, but I'm just shaking my head because I pay a lot more than 5 cents.
Yes, you do. Now, did you have a cold cereal growing up that you ate with regularity?
Yes.
Okay, and what was it?
Yeah,
Sugar corn pops.
Okay, yeah. Sugar corn pops. Yep. Right. Again, I was a Chex guy because my dad was a Chex guy, right. And he introduced me to that. Now, okay, so Zach, what was your favorite cereal growing up?
Ooh, I guess Cheerios, Honey Nut Cheerios.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Actually, that'd probably be mine, too.
Okay.
That was a second for me.
Did you have anybody or did you know anybody who Lucky Charms was their favorite? You know, I could never do that. Never did the pre-sweet. Yeah. Never did the pre-sweeten, really.
Yeah, I think we had them every once in a while, but I don't remember loving them.
I mean, I can remember one of my kiddos really liked Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yes. Yeah,
we did that, but I kind of really thought that was too
And Reese's Puffs, we did that, too.
Wow. If you've got somebody in your household that eats all the little marshmallow bits out of your Lucky Charms box, leaving you with the cardboard taste of the rest of the cereal, your dreams come true. Amazon now selling a 3-pound bag of dehydrated marshmallows.
Just the Mallows.
Reviews note that they taste pretty much the same as the ones that come in Lucky Charms, and you can just shovel them into your mouth anytime you want without that cereal taking up that unneeded space. $20.
You got to let them soak in the milk for a little while so they're nice and soggy.
3 pounds is a hell of a lot of marshmallows. I mean, because they don't weigh very much. All right, now the other thing I'm going to say to you, Royce being a guy who's closer to my age than y'all's age. Readers,
you're 39, too.
Reader's Digest. Did your folks subscribe to Reader's
Digest? Yes, they did.
Yeah. I mean,
it came all, you know, once a month.
Okay, that was it. I couldn't remember what it is, week or month or whatever.
I think it was once a month.
Yeah, exactly.
And they had, you know, I remember one section they had in there was humor and uniform.
I just mentioned that earlier this morning because there were enough people, there were veterans who had served in World War II in Korea, I guess, in that case, that they had, that was a deal. And they had some of them had clean enough stories they could put in Reader's Digest.
That's right.
Others not. Hey, you're here today to represent the chamber, as you've done for so many years.
No, well, I kind of enjoyed the first part
of
this.
Well, good. We'll do that, too. And that's what we'll do. We'll do old stuff with Scott and Royce, right?
That's right. Well, they've got a board meeting this morning. And, you know, I had a philosophy when I was president of the chamber. I never missed a meeting where I could be fired. So Glenn's probably got the same.
Okay.
He's with the board today.
Okay.
So that lucky me, I get to come out here and say hello to everybody.
Good.
And first of all, we've got a business after hours this week, this Thursday, our normal 5:30 to 7, and it's going to be out at the ranch at Harley-Davidson.
Oh, okay.
And they've done a ribbon cutting. They've done a business after hours before, and I'm going to tell you, it was big. They did it right. There was a lot of excitement out there. And if you're not a chamber member, just want to learn more about it, just come on out anyway.
And you get to kick the tires on a hog. Nothing wrong with that, right?
Yeah, kick the hog, right? And I'm sure they'd sell you one,
too,
if you wanted one.
That's
right.
Yeah.
But because they do a great job out there, and they're really active chamber members, and we appreciate that. Then a week from Thursday, we have our spring job fair.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sponsored by Reynolds & Reynolds. It's Thursday the 26th. It's going to be from noon to 4. It'll be at the Hilton College Station. I think as of yesterday, they had almost 45 booths signed up. And if you want a booth, there's still an opportunity for that at $250 for a member. If you're not a member, that's fine. It's just a little larger at $300 price. The key thing now, though, is we're really starting to push the tenants. If you're looking for a job or you're looking to maybe upgrade the situation you're in, you're welcome to come out there. There's no charge for attendees. We recommend that you dress appropriately for the job that you're looking for. Bring a number of resumes because they'll ask for them. And if you don't have them, they'll have often job applications. So you need to have the data because if it takes you a couple hours to fill out an application, that's all they need to know.
Right.
They're not going to pursue you anymore. So be prepared. That's what I always say for doing this. And then on the Monday after that, which is 2 weeks away, Monday, April the 30th, we have a new member orientation. I like to call them a new or prospective member orientation because if you're thinking about joining the chamber, you're welcome to come to this event as well. It's also a free event. It's sponsored by ABC Home and Commercial Services. It'll be at the chamber offices on 29th Street. And we're not going to try to sell you anything. We're going to try to talk to you about your membership and how you can get the most out of your membership. Now, we will tell you things we do in case you're interested in being a part of that financially. But there's no pressure on you to do anything more than learn something about what your chamber membership means and how you can get the most out of it. Again, that's on the 30th on a Monday. We have a deluxe ribbon cutting coming up tomorrow. the 18th from 4:30 to 5:30. It's Proactive Chiropractic and Wellness. They're at 900 Harvey Road, Suite 9B in College Station. And then two other ribbon cuttings, one today at 4:30. Some folks I know a lot about that do a great job. It's Mobility Worldwide, Texas Brazos Valley. And they build devices to help people move around that are handicapped.
Sure.
This, again, is today at 4:30, and they're at 2211 Bomber Drive. They're right next to Nutribolt Stadium.
Okay.
And then on Friday, the 30th at 11:30, Arts Council of Brazos Valley is having a ribbon cutting, and that's at 2275 Dartmouth Street in College Station. Our Inner Circle Spotlight this week is Wells Fargo Bank at Briarcrest. We appreciate all they do for the chamber and for our community. And, Scott, you know, I don't get to come down as often as I could, so just let me say to all of you, thank you for the time that allows us to come in and talk a little bit about what we're doing in the business community. And we appreciate the Bryan Broadcasting Stations have always been big supporters of business in our community. And I think sometimes there's a tendency to take that for granted, and I don't want you to think we do because we do appreciate it. And you personally have supported so many of our chamber events with your talents, and I want to thank you for that.
Well, good.
Always a privilege to come down and visit with you.
Good.
And those of you I haven't seen yet, I'm going to stop down the hall before I leave.
Okay, appreciate the kind words.
Thank you.
You bet. That's Royce Hickman in for the Chamber. We visit with folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays.
The community interview heard every weekday morning on News Talk 1620 WTAW includes a political paid-for message by Margaret Meese.
Thanks, Brazos County, for your overwhelming support in the primary election for Brazos County District Clerk. I ask of you again to please vote for me, Margaret Meese, for Brazos County District Clerk in the May runoff election.
Miramont Country Club, in proud and patriotic support of Folds of Honor and Allen Academy, is pleased to play host to the second annual Patriot Dinner on Sunday, April 29th, followed by the Cadet Golf Classic on Monday, April 30th. Featured speaker of this year's Patriot Dinner is Ginger Gilbert Revea, widow of Air Force Major Troy Gilbert, killed in combat in 2006 while flying an F-16 in Iraq. Visit the website, thecadet.org, to secure seating for the dinner or reserve spots for teams and players for the golf tournament. Sponsorship packages are also available. Folds of Honor is a 501c3.
Earl, what are you doing?
I'm trying to set up these old cast iron bathtubs I found in the junkyard for me and my old lady, you know, like you see in them romance and pill commercials.
But those cast iron bathtubs look brand new. What did you do to them after you left the junkyard?
Well, I took your advice, took them down to Tax Bracket Schnauzer Loafing to have them powder coated.
You mean Jackrabbit powder coating?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Earl, let's just hope your romance game is stronger than your listening one. Next time, don't forget, it's Jackrabbit powder coating, a company worth remembering.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hey, how about Desiree Linden, American woman? Won that Boston Marathon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the first time in 33 years.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And the weather apparently not too good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it was snowing. Yeah.
Yep, cold winds and all that. And that's why Chris Bellamy, who is an engineer at Wive, a company that manufactures custom insoles for shoes, probably, and he used their little app to make measurements and all that. But basically, he ran the Boston Marathon in flip flops.
Oh,
what?
Yeah, near freezing temperatures and at times heavy rain. Chris managed a respectable 2:59.36. Chris says that sandals gave him no trouble whatsoever throughout the run. Okay, excuse me.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
His company, he's going to go, yeah, it really sucked. It really didn't work well at all.
Right.
Well,
no, of course not.
Yeah, it was fine. He said there were some benefits, he thought, whereas other racers had to stop and change their shoes due to the conditions, his flip-flops allowed him to plow through the mud and puddles.
Boy, that would get really annoying after a while. You just...
Yeah, anyhow, that's fine. Glad that worked out for you. All right, so they've said that hurricanes with these names were so destructive that the names will never be given out again.
Oh.
They're Irma, Maria, Nate, and Harvey.
Mm.
So there you go. 2017 season was one of the most destructive on record. Damages in U.S. America, $250 billion alone.
Katrina wasn't on there?
It was not.
Really?
Yeah, so we'll see.
Figured that would be, you know, up there.
Well, certainly.
Well, maybe it was back then. Maybe this was just the most recent ones.
Turns out you have 124 different genes to thank for or blame for your natural hair color. WebMD says British researchers found that women are more likely to be natural blondes than men, and of the genes identified, more than 100 of them were not previously known to influence pigmentation. What have they been doing? If they're studying the genes, don't they know what they do?
Yeah.
Study, which claims to be the largest genetic research ever on pigmentation, could improve understanding of health conditions that are linked to pigmentation. That includes a number of different cancers, as well as conditions like Crohn's disease.
Reeves, are you a natural blonde or are you faking
She's gone.
Oh.
I think she's,
mind.
I think she used
I think she's, yeah,
she's,
I think she's a
she's
faker.
She's told us that.
Yeah.
Well, now we'll let her be back when you decide you want to call her a faker, but that's fine.
She just wants to be a blonde. She has more fun that
a
way.
Florida driver involved in an accident gave police his dashboard cam to prove a camera to prove that the other driver was at fault. That was okay, except there was other stuff on the camera.
Oh.
And I don't know why 25-year-old Xavier Moran, not Moran, wanted to prove the other driver cut him off. So he shows them, he gives them the camera. Well, police reviewed the dash cam footage. But they also found the video of the prior incident where he smashed the glass of the local store with a baseball bat before he burglarized.
Jeez.
That's on his camera, too. He gives it to the police. Clearly an easy arrest for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think?
And I'm wondering, at some point, did he remember after he'd handed it to him? Ah, dang, man. I took that video of me busting into that place. And again, why would you take a video of that?
I just don't get why people are so dumb sometimes.
Well, that's it makes it easy for the police.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 21st, learn about weed control in pastures. Controlling pasture weeds is one of the best ways to increase forage production for your livestock. And plant identification, product selection, timing and methods and rates of application are all critically important. Come learn about it this week. And producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Whether it's glass for your home, your office, maybe the lake house, or could be that you're confronted with it every day, just remember that Acme Glass is here to help you out. And they have been since 1946, family owned and operated. Acme Glass, family to family business. They'll be glad to help you with whatever your glass needs might be. Let's talk about businesses for a minute. First of all, maybe you're opening a new location or first location. They do aluminum and glass storefronts for you. They also have door closers and hardware that's available. If you need glass tops for desks or furniture, they've got that. Maybe that you're a business that you've got vehicles out on the road. Well, they'll handle the inspections for you, and they'll do fleet service as well. So those are some business applications that Acme Glass make available to you. Of course, for regular folks, just chip repair, replacing side glass, back glass, windshield, they can do all of those for you. They've got locations in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M, where they specialize in windshield and auto glass replacement and chip repair. And then in downtown Bryan, do pretty much the same at 28th and Main. And then on South Washington Street in Bryan is where the residential and commercial products are available. Since 1946, it's Acme Glass.
Come on down Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-5050.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, about 7 minutes till. So they have announced the Pulitzer Prizes, which are pretty prestigious. Okay?
Sure.
I mean, you know, there's, I think the New York Times won another one of those. But also, let me see. If I
Kendrick can... Lamar.
What is that about?
Yeah, he won for music for Damn.
His album called Damn.
Yeah, which he is the first non-classical or jazz artist to win the award.
Okay, the album was described by the Pulitzer Committee as, quote, a virtuosic song collection unified by its vernacular authenticity and rhythmic dynamism that offers affecting vignettes capturing the complexity of modern African-American life.
Is that some of those songs were on the soundtrack of Black Panther?
I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah.
I figured Chelsea might know.
I have no idea.
I think he did have something on Black Panther because when he performed at the, the national championship, college football national championship, he did a Black Panther thing.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Could well be. All right. So when Jessica Rudin boarded the plane with her two young children, she thought she was going to be kicked off the flight from Kansas City to North Carolina. She wrote in her Facebook, "With two kids losing their minds, I was desperately trying to calm the situation, but it wasn't working."
Okay.
That's when the stranger sitting next to her stepped in to help. He held 4-month-old Alexander and helped 3-year-old Caroline get her movie started. Throughout the flight, the stranger, who was just Todd, that's all she knew, colored and watched movies with Caroline while pointing out what they were flying over through the window in the airplane. At the time, Jessica only knew that this man was from Kansas and that he had a son enrolled at the University of Arkansas. Both Jessica and the stranger Todd had the same layover in Charlotte, with a final destination in Wilmington, North Carolina. Todd helped her and the kids get off the plane, led them to the next gate with Caroline in hand. If that wasn't enough, he changed his seat on the next flight so he could sit on the row with them and help them out again.
Wow.
Here's the guy.
And the next thing I saw was a mom looking around the corner at me with big eyes and two kids in tow that were both having a bad day. They were both screaming. She was able to get Caroline strapped in, and then I handed the baby back, and she was able to give him a bottle and start feeding him a little bit. And within a couple minutes, they were fine before we had even taken off. And by the time we landed, I'd been coloring with Caroline and looking out the window and seeing different things.
It takes a village.
Yeah.
When we colored, she let me color. She's like, okay, it's your turn.
Thankful for the kindness and compassion, Todd showed her, Jessica. She took it to Facebook, made a connection with the guy. His name is Todd Walker. They were able to identify him because somebody saw the post. And so that's just kind of a neat story.
That is cool.
I haven't had my kids misbehave with me on an airplane before, so I don't know what it's like. But again,
me either.
Then you feel like everybody is watching because of that.
Oh yeah.
And so as a result, hey Netflix, have you heard of it? There's some people.
Yeah, a couple.
Well, video service now hit 125 million viewers earlier this year. 125 million viewers. U.S. has the most. There are 57 million people who pay that, $10 a month?
Yeah, something like that. Depends on what you get.
Pretty good business model. NCIS is on tonight. It's new. Jethro. And The Voice is new also tonight with the remaining artists performing live. There's a new Roseanne if you want to watch that.
Okay.
Oh, Johnny.
Johnny Galecki's going to be back on.
He'll be on there, David. As a matter of fact. Yep. NCIS New Orleans is on tonight, and Chicago Met is on tonight if you want to watch that. Yeah.
Hey, just so you know, Zach, Katrina was retired.
Okay.
Back in the day.
We also had another question. Are you natural blonde or are you faking it?
What?
Are you a natural blonde?
Who is we?
No, me and Scott.
We were doing a story about the genetic markers.
I was born with blonde hair, and then it was, light until I started getting into my teens, and then I started highlighting it.
There
the color on my head is definitely fake.
I used to have bright blonde, like platinum blonde.
Yeah, but I was light, and then, because my mom has lighter hair, but my dad has darker hair, and mine eventually turned darker. So, if I let it grow, if it was completely natural, it would definitely be a darker brown.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Caleb Diaz is a senior at Southern Oregon University. The university warned students in an email about cougars in the area.
Uh-oh.
And to call 911 if they spotted one.
Those 40-year-old women.
That's
it.
Caleb decided to make a joke, hit reply, and type, "That's just my mom."
Yeah, I saw this. I saw that.
That's very nice. Anyway.
To like the whole student body, right? How do you allow people to reply all to a school-wide email?
Well, if you know anybody who's been to Southern Oregon University, you know they've probably got like
500. Yeah,
right. It's not very big.
That's it. All right, it's gonna be a nice day today. So enjoy it. Bryan Broadcasting Station, News Talk 1620, WTAW, College Station. Bryan, it's 9 o'clock. It's not 9 o'clock. We have an extra minute. Dang.
I was like, maybe his clock's off.
Dang.
By the way, I was doing some research.
Tricked ya.
Southern Oregon University, the total enrollment as of 2014 was 6,203.
Oh, wow. That's pretty big.
So you could, But nonetheless, I'm glad
you have
you
ever accidentally replied all?
No, I haven't.
That's
I don't
good.
Saying
I don't
something
think I
bad
have.
About
right,
other people.
Right. Yeah, just be careful.
See, well, that's what it's there for. So,
I try not to say anything bad about people. So.
Really?
In written word?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. All right.
Just behind their back.
Shut up, Zach.
Whisper it.
Okay, tomorrow, how to make yourself more appealing on a date based on the food you eat.
Oh, we need this, Zach.
We'll have that for you. See how that works. Okay, let's see. We've already done the ID. We don't have to do that. We can talk until we're done. We have 7 more seconds. Anything else you can think of?
Mm.
Yeah, don't worry about
it. Everybody have a great Tuesday.
Oh, there you go.
Tuesday.
All right,
Tuesday.
We're back tomorrow then.